Getting to Skyjoy Interactive's offices today was not unlike the challenge Super Kid Cannon faces as he tries to move to the next level. Miami's Brickell Avenue is full of construction delays and impatient lunch hour drivers. But eventually, the elevator climbs to the 10th floor and you enter Skyjoy's offices to find a lavender-lit aquarium. Feng shui, I'm told. With all the dust and cranes outside, it's a jungle out there. In here, Skyjoy's 11 employees are staring silently into computer screens, lost in animations of Super Kid Cannon. Isai Oviedo says hello.
What's your title?
My title is level designer.
What does that mean?
My job is to make the game fun, a new experience from each level to level.
Oviedo's background is in graphic design. As high-tech as the final product looks, it's surprising to learn his art started with pencil and paper.
Just done on graph paper and draw out all the elements of how the level's going to play out.
That's right, he sketches each level of the game first. His designs on paper are taped to the wall next to his computer.
Some things that look good on paper literally don't work. But for the most part, those drawings that we do on the scrolls, really, really helpful.
And after the sketches?
And then I lay down the cannons. After that comes the enemies.
The premise
and
is
lastly,
this. There's a red panda named Super Kid Cannon who wants to rescue his girlfriend, Justine, from Khan. You tap the cannons with your finger to launch the shooting.
I'm not a gamer.
It's okay. It's pretty simple.
Oviedo was hired for his eye, his design skills, and a love of old school gaming.
A lot of times it comes down to mostly playing a lot of video games from experience. You know, I grew up and I play so many games. I think I've probably played 1,000 games in my lifetime.
How old are you?
22. I'm in that kind of age where nowadays everybody that grows up, I think after around 1990, they've all kind of grown up playing video games. So in every job, you need to have research in some way.
Oviedo and CEO Abudi Taher love games from the 90s like Mario Brothers 3. It is inspiration for the look and feel of Super Kid Cannon.
I tried to sneak my own name into the game. And so it's ISAI. So it looked pretty cool. And if somebody was playing, they wouldn't notice, but I would. But like, actually, when you started playing it, you're like, it's like overly complicated.
Oviedo is a Miami native. He grew up a stone's throw from Skyjoy's offices in Little Havana. He was thrilled when he landed this gig. Full-time work with benefits? South Florida's video gaming sector is still small right now. Small enough that the bosses at different firms work together to find ways to grow and keep the talent pool. They don't want to lose South Florida designers, engineers, and programmers to larger gaming hubs like Seattle or Silicon Valley. Skyjoy's CEO says there's a good amount of solid entry-level talent coming out of universities. He's hired from FIU before. But the more senior-level folks leave after they outgrow the opportunities here. So far, level designer Isai Oviedo is staying put.
What do your friends think about your job?
They're actually really, really happy about it. A lot of people are envious in a way. A lot of my friends are just finishing up their last year of college right now.
Did you go to college?
I did not go to college. I would like to in the future, possibly for art and animation.
Oviedo graduated from Design Architecture Senior High, a magnet school in Miami's design district. After some odd jobs, he scored the level designer position.
I have a lot of friends who right now are graduating this year, and they still don't know what they want to do. In this case, for me, I can try out this industry, and I can try out, you know, so many other things artistically and really be sure of what I want to do before I go down that road.
In the meantime, Oviedo has reached a new level in his profession, experienced video game designer. Reporting from the Sunshine Economy, I'm Karen Rundlett.